It was heavy words of death over a phone that sparked a business that claims to save thousands of lives every day and survived the collapse of a country. Nigerian technopreneur Dare Urumade took his frustration and pain to build an app in the fight against fake drugs that can take your life. It's the kind of news you dread. For Nigerian entrepreneur Dare Urumade, it came over a phone call about a friend in 2017. She is a pharmacist and experienced a patient in a hospital clinic in Ghana who died because of a ruptured kidney. The patient's kidney got ruptured because he was taking a counterfeit anti-malarial drug. Urumade was shocked and angry. The death of his friend could have been prevented, and he investigated. He found thousands of Africans taking life in their hands by taking counterfeit drugs because they had no choice. Regulation is loose in Africa, exposing millions to lethal chemicals masquerading as lifesavers. It's a big issue that's big business. This space in Africa has always had this drug issue for years. In terms of Africa, the entire volume of transactions that happens on consumables, including pharmaceuticals, is over $1 trillion, he says. The trade in counterfeit pharmaceuticals is worth up to $217 billion a year, with Africa among the regions most affected and the proportion of fake drugs rising up to 70%. According to an industry report in 2017 by PwC, the World Health Organization estimates one out of every 10 medical products in low and middle income countries is substandard or fake. In his home country of Nigeria, Urumade says, "It is rampant. The country has been fighting a war on fake drugs for years. It is difficult to tell the real origin of what you're purchasing, which means that if a drug kills somebody, the most you can do is catch the pharmacy that they bought it from or the person that distributed it to. Oftentimes, these people are not necessarily the individuals behind this illegal counterfeiting of drugs or substances or substandard drugs." In August, 20 pharmacies were shut down in Lagos for selling fake drugs. In November, over 3 billion naira, that's about $7 million, was confiscated. A further 103 health facilities in Lagos were shut down by Health Facility Monitoring and Accreditation Agency for quackery and contravening medical rules, reports Premium Times. A mere tip of the iceberg. The government wants to enforce that all drugs in the country should carry a serialized code by 2025. The question is, how? Step forward, an entrepreneur. "It's a billion-dollar problem in Nigeria. There's not been enough work being done," says Urumade. Urumade had two other tech startups under his belt, Strictly You and ShareBunk. He knew he wanted to build something that would change lives. "At the time, I spent a year looking at the pharmaceutical industry, looking at actually solving problems around. My businesses in the past were just for the fun of it and creating technology for the fun of it, or just to impact some level of society." Urumade put his mind to helping people trace the true origin to a drug from the moment it lands in their hands. He wondered, "What if you can give consumers the power to check drugs off the shelf?" This was the inspiration he needed to build his business called Check It, which, with just a simple scan of a barcode on a phone, gives consumers access to life-saving drug data. At the dispensary, you can immediately flag that product and then be able to see if the drug is legal. Since its humble beginnings in 2018, the company has gone on to distribute over 10 million labels on pharmaceutical products and a further 20 million QR codes on FMCG products across Nigeria. Consumers can order anything from medicine to infant formula with direct, easy access to data like expiry dates, batch ID, product description, as well as the name of the manufacturer and the motivations of the product for the greater accountability. "The point is, if you did take a drug and you feel like you had adverse effects from the drug, you can take a picture and read your reports and report to the location where you bought it from as well on the app." Getting people on board wasn't as easy as he thought. They realized that less than 10% of people who buy drugs bother to check them. In much the same way Discovery Insurance became the largest insurer in South Africa by motivating people to get fit with discounts and free smoothies, Urumade realized he could get consumers to scan their barcodes if they knew they would get free airtime and merchandise. The idea worked. As the business started to take off in Nigeria, another unlikely chance came in war-torn Afghanistan, but it came with hard lessons. In business, you follow the opportunity as a startup. Any chance we get to showcase our technology, to prove to the world the exciting part of our solution and that it works, even in the most treacherous place in the world. Afghanistan looked like promising territory. Through a blockchain partner, Checkit successfully ran a pilot project. The project was so successful, the government even announced its intention to roll out the entire program countrywide. Checkit had secured grant money from the likes of the United Nations and the European Union for about 200 million products. But then something completely catastrophic and unexpected happened. The United States pulled out of the country and the entire Afghanistan government collapsed. There was one investor who was trying to invest at the time, he says. I was busy telling him about the Afghanistan deal. The next minute he said to me, "Yo man, look on the internet. Look at what's going on. They're saying the country's gonna crash. The market is gone." It wasn't a lie, because I could see it happening in front of me on TV, said Odomadi. The exit was a tough reminder of how the life of an entrepreneur can be as fragile as the country they invest in. While thousands of refugees queued up at the airports, ready to cling onto the wings if need be, Odomadi saw his deal disintegrate before his eyes. A deal that could have saved lives and earned $8 million gone in days. That we had the opportunity to prove the technology could work at that scale is the payoff that we got for the experience. It makes it easier to also have conversations with other governments now. Regardless of the tragedy, Checkit bounced back and is still growing. In 2021, the company closed a $500,000 pre-seed round, dollars, onboarding investors such as Launch Africa, Japan Strategic Capital, Blockchain Founders Fund, two syndicate groups of angel investors, as well as securing grant funding from the Orange Corners program.